Next function of the Reserve Bank of India is the financial supervision. Financial supervision. Primary objective of RBI is to undertake the consolidated supervision of the financial sector, which comprises of the commercial bank, financial institution, and non-banking financial companies. As a regulator and the supervisor of the financial system, RBI has prescribed the broad parameters of the banking operations within which the country's banking and financial system functions. Maintains the public confidence in the system, protect the depositors' interest, and provide a cost-effective banking solution. For that, there is a banking ombudsman scheme which has been formulated by the Reserve Bank of India for effectively addressing the complaints against the banks by customers. RBI controls the monetary supply and monitors its economic indicators like the gross domestic product. The Payment and Settlement System Act 2007 gives Reserve Bank of India an oversight authority, including the regulation and the supervision for the payment and settlement system in the country. Therefore, RBI focuses on functioning of safe, secure, and efficient payment and the settlement mechanism. Two payment systems, NEFT and RTGS, that is National Electronic Funds Transfer and real-time gross settlement. This allows transfer of funds from one bank to another within the country. This NEFT and RTGS transactions are processed continuously 24/7. Regulates the nation's financial system also. And RBI also ensures the financial stability and the public confidence in the banking system. RBI uses the methods like on-site inspection and off-site surveillance, security and the periodic meeting to supervise new bank license, setting capital requirement and regulating the interest rates as into the specific area. One of the very important function of RBI is detection of the fake currency. Detection of fake currency. And to curb this counterfeit or counterfeit money problem in India, RBI has launched the website to raise the awareness among the masses about fake banknotes and the markets. There is a website called paisaboltahai.rbi.org.in. It provides the information about identifying the fake currency. Next function is the developmental and promotional functions. The bank now performs variety of developmental and promotional functions to support the national objective and industries. National objectives and industries. RBI asked to extend the banking facility to rural and semi-urban areas, establish and promote new specialized financing agencies. The key tools for this efforts, which includes priority sector lending such as agriculture, micro and small finance, micro and small entrepreneurs, that is MSME, housing and education, strengthening the supporting small local banks and encourage the banks to open the branches in rural areas to include a large section of the society in banking net. As a supreme banking authority in the country, RBI also has the power and it holds the cash reserve for all the scheduled banks, and Reserve Bank of India also issues the directives on how banks may function. RBI has to approve the choice of the chairman, managing director, directors and other positions. The Reserve Bank has a power to examine and sanction the scheme of arrangement and amalgamation. It has a power to recommend the liquidation of the weak banking companies. As a supreme banking authority in the country, RBI has some additional powers, like number one, the Reserve Bank India can ask the banks to send a written and report the banking matters on any other information. Reserve Bank has an authority to caution or prohibit the banking companies from entering into any particular transaction. And the Reserve Bank has a power to control the lending policy of the banks and give directions. Now, some of the major events that has been happened in the banking sector and which are controlled and monitored by the Reserve Bank of India. One is nationalization of the bank. The impact of nationalization of banks in India consists of its increased efficiency, and number two, boosted the rural agriculture sector of the country. Major employment opportunities to create, profit gained by the bank used for betterment of the people, and the competition decreased, which resulted into increased work efficiency. As far as liberalization period is concerned, right from 1991 to till date, there are various events happens. Government has introduced the private sector banks in India as a matter of liberalization. Then RBI has a license to 10 private sector banks to establish themselves in the country. Then it has setting up of branches of the various foreign banks in India. This has happened due to the liberalization. Another major events consist of payment banks. Payment banks were introduced, new generation payment banks were introduced with the development in the field of the banking and technology. And another new bank is the small finance banks. The small finance banks were allowed to set their branches across India. The major part of the Indian banking is moved online with internet banking and apps available for fund transfer. In 2016, Indian bank notes demonetized. In 2016, demonetization. On 8th of November 2016, the government of India announced the demonetization of rupees 500 and 1000 banknotes of the Mahatma Gandhi series. And it has also announced the issuance of the new rupees 500 and 2000 banknotes in exchange for the demonetized banknotes. The action of demonetization, supposed to curtail the shadow of the economy and increase the cashless transactions and reduce the use of illicit or counterfeit cash to fund the illegal activities and terrorism. Another major event happened is the bank mergers of the bank. The government announced mega merger plan of 10 public sector banks or 10 public sector undertaking banks into four. 10 public sector undertaking banks into four banks. Accordingly, Oriental Bank of Commerce merged with the Punjab National Bank. Allahabad Bank merged with the Indian Bank. Syndicate Bank merged with the Canara Bank. And Corporation Bank and Andhra Bank merged into Union Bank of India. Another major event is inclusion of cooperative bank under RBI's Banking Regulation Amendment 2020. Inclusion of cooperative banks. What was happened in 2020? The government passed an ordinance to change the Banking Regulation Act 1949. And it makes all the cooperative banks should come under the supervision of Reserve Bank of India so that the interest of the depositor of these banks can be protected properly. The proposed amendment bill of 2122 consists of privatization of the banks. What is it indicates? The proposed amendment bill for 2122 aimed to amend the Banking Regulation Act 1949 to achieve the privatization of two public sector banks to meet the disinvestment target as stated by the finance minister in the Union Budget 21-22. And the purpose of privatization is to reduce the financial burden on the government, to ensure that the public sector banks becomes more efficient and the profit-making entities under the private ownership. And another aim is privatization of the public sector banks is ultimately a case of economic development. But this move would bring down the minimum government holding in the public sector banks from 51% to 26%. That is what it was planned. These are some of the measures. Now to conclude, in the year 2020-21, the entire world was affected with the COVID-19. Financial institutions or controlling institutions like Reserve Bank of India also had measures to fight the COVID-19. Various development and the regulatory policies were undertaken by the RBI to address the financial stress which is caused by the entrepreneurs, companies and the people during COVID-19, which consists of, one is a liquidity management. Liquidity management. What has happened there? The targeted long-term repo operations reduce the cash reserve ratio, and marginal standing facility was provided as a measure to liquidity management. Liquidity regulation and supervision was also done by RBI, where moratorium on the term loan, that is a holiday period, and deferment of the interest on working capital facilities has been permitted to general public. So easing of working capital financing and support to real estate is one of the important steps by the Reserve Bank of India during COVID-19. In respect of the financial market during the COVID, Reserve Bank of India has taken some other steps, like decision to remove the segmentation between the onshore and offshore market. Onshore and offshore market, they club together, and they have taken the decision. RBI has now permitted the banks in India to participate in NDF market from 1st June 2020 through their branches in India, their foreign branches, through their International Financial Services Center, that is IFSC banking units. These are some of the changes which are made during the COVID-19. And friends, there are a lot of things we can talk about the Reserve Bank of India, about their department, individual department functions and all other things. But this is not the forum, or you need not bother about the respective departments which are functioning under umbrella of RBI, including the regional offices, what are their functions and what they are doing. For our understanding, as fundamental, basics of the fundamentals of the banking, this much information is sufficient. So till then, thank you very much.